Look at this studio, filled with glamorous prizes, fabulous and exciting merchandise, including a trip to London. This gorgeous 9-carat amethyst ring. A beautiful brass canopy bed. Over $49,000 just waiting to be won today as we begin on
The Price is Right.
Welcome to Jumping the Turnstile on Jez Bod.
I'm Timmy Dargo.
Doing a watch along. The Price is Right.
Yes. Yeah. We watch along. We play a bit.
We play. We watch. We long.
Yeah. Yes. We choose the episodes from the 70s because there's more to pick on.
Yeah, there is. Everyone's hair, just their general demeanor.
Shall we just do a wild guess? Man or woman winning?
Good question. I would say it's going to be a chick.
Okay, it's 50-50.
And I'll go as far as to say she has a blonde perm.
Oh, blonde perm.
Permanent.
Permanent.
That's not permanent because you got to keep getting it done.
You do, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. But what happens with the perm? Do you wake up with your hair already done, already did?
I think with a perm, you need to sleep upright.
Oh, with a pillowcase on your head.
On your head. And that sort of keeps the spring in the permanent.
Yeah, thinking of perms, I went down the old Oakley Market and picked myself up Joe Satriani Surfing with the Alien CD.
Yeah, that's a permanent.
Fucking what an album.
Yeah.
And it's 35 mins hot. Did you know that?
Is that it?
I drove from here to there and went, I'll just listen to the bloody album. Surfing. Whole album in 35 minutes.
Surfing with the Alien?
Yeah.
I'll tell you why it's only 35 minutes. Because no one wants to watch a man masturbate on stage with a guitar in front of him for 35
it's
minutes.
It's pretty good. I said to the kids, you know, I can whistle this whole album.
No, you can't.
Yeah, go whistle it.
Do you reckon you could put a little Joe Satriani in there?
Just a little.
Know what we're talking about.
And you go, excellent.
And then what we used to do, Tim, if you remember correctly, you'd play that album in double speed.
45, you play it. It's even better.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good 15 and a half minutes.
He's so quick.
Yeah. You know a good album when you can chuck it on 45, listen to it in high speed, and still get a thrill from it?
In, out, 35 minutes. And I'll tell you what, it's all killer, no filler.
No, one filler.
The slow song?
The slow one that we always skipped.
Yeah. Even on double speed.
Every 80s album in those days had somewhat of a Viking song in it. You know what I mean?
I am a Viking! And you will taste my steel! Yeah. I love those Viking songs.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the old days.
The Vikings live on. In 80s rock, do you think they ever bargained for that in their invasion plans?
Do you know what I mean?
When they come in, they're going to rape the women.
But we know pillage. We'll stop with the pillaging if I have on the record some reference to the Vikings.
We obviously defeated them because we're not wearing horns.
Well, we haven't defeated them because, look, I'm still here.
Yeah. And, I got the red. You got the red.
Yeah.
Were they the same time as the Romans? Is that when we're talking?
I'm guessing.
Romans would have put them to test.
Yeah.
But I don't remember hearing anything about Vikings being in the Colosseum.
True story.
And then I was saying to the kids the other day, the like and subscribe thing has been around for eons. Started in the Roman times.
Did it?
Yeah. Big old Caesar up there. Give him the thumb, the like, and the not like. You know what I mean?
The first emoji.
How often do you reckon he would have gone, stick around? with the thumbs up.
Well, this is the thing. If you're training these gladiators and they're quite popular with the crowd, it's your thumbs up.
For a few turns, right? Because I was saying this to the kids that there's nothing quite like watching your idol and your star being put to death. Like, let's cut his bloody head off. That's what they do now. It's the humiliation ceremony.
Sure.
Ritual. And
cut his head off.
Yeah, like, you know, you got Johnny Depp lying there going, "Don't kill me, gladiator." Mm. And he's just like, yeah, thumbs down.
Look, I've seen the way Johnny Depp shovels in the Sauvage ad.
Oh, really? Oh, Sauvage. Sausage.
Sausage.
You seen that ad? Where he's got a mouthful of sausages?
Yes.
Sausage.
The way the man's digging, he doesn't quite get the concept of, like, you don't dig in and then throw it over your shoulder. That's, like, the worst way to dig.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
You end up wearing all the dirt.
You do.
Unless you're a swift, you have to be a super experienced shoveler to be able to get that action going.
But tell you what that action's for? Grave digging.
Yeah, right. Tossing out of the six. Yeah, foot, okay. Deep,
yeah.
Maybe he's digging a grave of his career.
Yeah, sure. Sauvage.
But moving ahead in the timeline with the 70s, let's get into the episode of The Price Is Right.
Sure.
And don't know if it's Bob Barker. Was he Price Is Right or was he...
Wheel of Fortune.
Who did the...
The Price Is Wrong, bitch. I think that's Bob Barker.
Who did the answer and then you got to ask the question?
Oh, do you know what this should be? It's,
Should we start again?
No. This could be like the companion piece to the new movie that's coming out.
What's that?
Happy Gilmore.
There's another Happy Gilmore coming out.
Happy Gilmore 2?
No.
Yeah, it's done.
Is it?
It's done in the can. It's coming out in June. Because I've been watching, not to get into the weeds with all
but
this,
let's.
I've been watching Full Swingers, you know, like...
Full Swingers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that golf show Netflix.
Okay, it's not Pornhub.
I think it's Full Swing.
Full Swing.
So I've been calling it Swingers and then Full Swingers.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What is it?
It's all about golf.
Yeah.
It's not about golf. It's about the men behind the golf. Behind the swing.
I should have yelled too. Do we get that in that action? Is there any of those characters in there?
Yeah, there's heaps.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah. There's some wild
any ball
boys.
Wranglers?
No ball wranglers.
Why wouldn't you chuck a ball wrangler in the side there? Little Jimmy.
Tell you what the thing about ball wranglers in America and some of the courses. Gators.
Oh, yeah.
There's gators in the ponds.
Is there?
Yeah, so you don't want to be going and getting that.
Quite a hazard.
Yeah, it is.
I did see a golf course with, like, this one dude hit the golf course. Oh, hit the balls. And it landed in this tiny little patch, which was almost double the size of a golf ball of sand. Yeah. I guess they must have filled in a patch. But
divot.
He landed in that hazard. Great. In the middle of a golf course, blah, blah, blah.
Yada, yada,
ball
yada.
Wranglers. Any caddies?
The caddies get like half of the cuttings.
You're kidding me?
They get percentages.
Is it?
So you only get paid if he wins. But you can come like 60th and still get a chop out of these.
So you get rewarded for saying, here's a 9-9, and then he gets a shot in the eye.
No, they see you, Tim. See, you don't understand what
I don't.
Caddy's role is.
No, I don't.
No.
Well, enlighten me.
He's a support mechanism. Yeah. Right, keep you, like, if you just hit a shit shot, I'll go, it's all right, Taco. I know how to talk to you as your caddy. I'll go, fucking get your shit together, Taco. Or
is it?
It's going to be okay, Taco.
Golf life coach.
Yes, and he also walks around, he or she, but it's always dudes, let's be honest, walks around the course to see, well, and he's got a little pen and paper and goes, the grass is lying this way, it's wet on this slope, it goes down like that, this is where I'd be hitting it over that, because he can't see over the tree, but I've already walked the course, mate.
Yeah, right.
So your caddy can make or break you.
Yeah, right.
So they get a chop out at the end.
Okay. And do they drive the cart, or does somebody else drive the cart? And while you're doing that, the caddy's going, do a big stroke.
We walk.
Stroke it, mate.
Tell you what, we walk. Stroke. Yeah, full stroke.
Full stroke, a hole in one. You gotta
you say that every time. I try to get the hole
See
in
that
one.
Flag over there? Go for that. Get it in one.
Yeah.
Yeah. There any less, is there any better than a hole in one? Is that the best of the best?
I think that's the best you can do, unless you got two in a row.
So a hole in one,
eagle.
Three pointer,
eagle.
Or from the other side of the court on the buzzer. Is that better than a three pointer? I know it is a three pointer, but is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Got kicking a goal from the 50 mark.
Yeah, that's I think that's just a putt, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
How many golf court bags do you think are going to be up for grabs?
In this one?
Price is Right.
Oh, set of golf clubs. That'd be nice.
Set of golf clubs. I think there's going to be a blonde chick with permanent, and I think there's going to be some sort of a
middle-aged lady, like a nana type.
A red Toyota is going to be up for grabs, perhaps.
Yeah, okay.
Burgundy, maybe.
Toyota. All right, well, let's get into it. Good and proper. The Price is Right. Playing along. Jumping the turnstile. Taco and Jezbot. Let's fire it up.
A fortune in fabulous prizes may go to these people today if they know when the price
is right.
There's
heaps of dudes there.
It's a glasses.
Stand up.
Do we? Can we press pause in between the shots and count glasses and whatnot?
No. Oh my God! Look at that. Fucking pencil dick dude. Oh, there she is. The middle-aged nana.
Dude, she wasn't middle-aged. She was like 27.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. They just look like...
Oh, excuse me. Got him up. Why wouldn't you go the other way, Nana? She's going through the... Oh, excuse me. Pardon me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Pardon me.
That was a crazy way to get everyone on stage, like all at the same time.
They said don't clap when we announced. Because now they're going hard, full clap.
It is Bob.
It is Bobby Boy. I was going to say something... something bad to these men.
Thank you so much. Welcome to the new Price is Right. And let me assure you, fans of the old Price is Right, that this is your favorite game, still based on the pricing of merchandise, with wonderful awards for smart shoppers. We call it the new Price is Right because we have some exciting new games that you will enjoy right there at home with our studio audience. And we're going to get that first game going right now. Here's the first item up for bids on the new Price
Bob's
is
on
Right.
It. Sounds, he's good.
It's a fur coat.
Mink.
A luscious natural brown muskrat coat with genuine white leather trim.
Oh, look at that. It more looks more like a cowhide coat.
This beautiful coat can be yours if the price is right.
I didn't quite catch what their fur was.
Ming.
Each of you and only one bid, and the one of you who bids nearest to the retail price without going over the retail price wins the fur coat.
Okay.
Now,
what do you
have
got,
rounded off our bids.
How much?
We have rounded off our prices, that is, to the nearest dollar. 380. So
$280.
Bids in dollars and dollars only. And okay. We'll begin with you, Connie. What do you bid for that fur coat?
$350.
$350.
Close
all
yours.
Right, Myra?
$900. Oh,
$900.
Myra.
And...
Maya.
I can't see your name.
Sandy.
May I? Sandy?
Sandy.
150.
Ah, you're an idiot.
Yeah, even that.
A thousand. Yep. Definitely.
Yeah.
We have our four bids, and here is the actual retail price of the fur coat.
Go, Bob.
$595, and Connie is our winner.
You would have got that.
Connie.
Connie is going up. She looks a little like Alice.
From the Brady Bunch.
Yes. I was going to say the Brady Five. Like six of them, didn't you?
Yeah.
Go to TV.
I get the impression you're happy.
Oh, let's see what happens.
You are happy.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Now, the fur coat is yours. How would you like to win more?
Oh, I'd love to.
Do you think you're up to it? Can you stand it?
I'll try.
Well, we're going to give you a chance to win
Connie.
Of three prizes.
Yeah,
two
she's only about 40,
Connie.
Man.
Listen to this first prize.
40.
It's
eight?
A rain.
Oh.
From the full line of Whirlpool Home Appliances,
I just bought a Whirlpool.
Did you?
Gas for it?
No,
Westinghouse.
That is the exact one you rip out in the demo. Isn't it?
Yeah.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Oh, you are.
Yeah,
Al.
But, Connie, listen to this. I'm almost afraid to tell you the way you took off with that fur coat. You may win this.
Another one. Oh.
Yeah, I see.
What is it? It's a blue...
Smurf Blue.
Chevrolet.
Okay, that's good.
It is actually pretty sassy.
Look at it. It's like a Datsun.
It is like a Datsun.
It's a Chevy.
Yeah, but Datsun's Holden, isn't it? Holden, I think, is Chevy.
Is it? But Connie, well, she does look like Alice. Two of the prizes. Yeah. I'm not sure how you'd feel about this, but you stay right here, Connie. You might win the money in this piggy bank. Now, there isn't too much money in that piggy bank, I don't believe. Let that's the echo on Bob's that here mic. We have
four spaces. Like spaces, and in these four spaces, we'll fill out the price of the car in dollars.
Here we have three spaces. In those spaces, we'll fill out the price of the car? Range
in dollars. It's so convoluted, I can never take in the instructions. Spaces, we'll fill out the money in the piggy bank in dollars and cents. Now, have you give me a number from
0 to 9. That light will light up wherever it appears in the three prices on the board. I reckon the car's worth every digit 1, 8, appears someplace 4. In those three prices, but only once.
Now, of course, you want to win the car, so you'll hopefully give me numbers for that price. Here's but if... Okay, well,
1864 for Jez.
1864 for the car.
1864 for the car.
I'm going to go first, one... And you win the prize, the price of which gonna go... you fill out first. Oh, yeah, give it has to be 1, 2, 5.
And one, let's see where that number 5 is. Four. Number you're 5
is the last number in the price of the range.
$1,200
for a car.
Another number that you think might be in the price of that car.
I doubt it,
3. Number 3. Show Connie number 3. Number 3 is the first number down here. Oh, what'd you say?
Get up there where the car is.
Well, there's no way to jump.
You've
these
never been
around,
on TV.
You just have to call the right numbers. One more number, though, and you'll hold the range. Try for that car, though. Stay over here behind the podium.
9.
So you hear what you say. What number do you want next?
8.
2.
Number 2. Where
there's
is
no 2
that
in a car
two.
Price.
It's okay. Oh, wow. We're both
wrong.
2000 and something.
We're wrong.
Okay.
What'd you say?
7.
7.
7
is what you
what
say.
What do I give these people beforehand?
Well, the heart medication. Oh, the pink hearts. Full of methamphetamine. Amphetamines.
Stay over here while
we
can hear you.
I think I can hear you in the next studio, but
that's all right. 95?
And you can win this bag of speedballs.
9.
Go.
Number 4. Let's see that.
8.
Number 4.
She's got a
pocket with it.
Has to be 9. Has to be 9.
It's
got to
be 9.
Has to be a 9.
One more number and you own the car. One more number, you own the range.
You're
going to
fuck her with
a
1.
6. 6. Let's see number 6.
Jesus.
Oh,
she got it.
Fucking did it. She won the bloody car. I never would have thought 6. She's going to wear a coat. Oh, that car is hot.
Hot, hot, hot.
And she gets the showcase, right?
No, she gets to go into the showcase.
We may have you back in our showcase at the end of the show. You stick around. We've just got started. Stick around right after this.
I love the color scheme. We've got a lot of golds, maroons. What else we got in there, Tim?
Oh, hundreds of accidents on the freeway, and cars have been totaled, and people just walked away from them. Without
one driver in four is involved in an auto accident each year.
Because they're drunk.
He's drunk. Shouldn't be bothered. They're too confining.
He's dead. Oh, he's got a broken arm.
And many of the ones who had accidents also had good excuses for not wearing safety belts.
Oh. I don't know. I never use them just to go shopping. Besides, they wrinkle my dress.
Oh, she's
turned into a mummy.
Some excuses are good for broken bones and skull fractures.
Around town, they feel uncomfortable. And I like to relax when I drive.
He's got sunglasses, so you know he's cool.
Oh, he's in the hospital.
Headband for not wearing safety belts.
Hi, I'm a businessman.
I'm going to go through this windshield. Have him on the... Oh, I thought they were going to show him smashed through the windshield on the dashboard.
Those PSAs.
All right, let's
tame.
Have another contestant out of this.
Nowadays, you got the AIDS
Evelyn
fucking Grim Reaper. Yeah. You got.
Come on down, you're the next contestant on the new Price is Right.
It's Black Connie.
It's Black Connie. Asian Connie. They all look the same.
She's
in the 70s.
Afro,
welcome aboard, Evelyn, and look what we have up for bids on the new Price is Right.
Yeah.
It's a sewing machine.
Oh, God. God. For all you women out there,
they just looked at each other. Like,
I've already got a sewing machine. I'm a woman.
Yeah.
That's a list
giving us a new apron.
What about a singer?
Singer. Only in dollars, please. Yeah, true. The one of you who is nearest to the retail price, yeah, without going over the retail price, owns the sewing machine, comes up on
150.
Stage. 150. Evelyn, what's your bid?
125.
$125. Myra.
130.
$130.
Go home, Myra.
Sandy.
$100.
$100.
She's got
Paul.
A...
$135.
$135, of course.
Bid. I have four bids, and in my hand, I have
like
the
Frank
actual
Zappa.
Retail price.
It does.
That actual retail price is... $250
and oh, yeah. What's his name?
$250.
I said $210.
Shit. Things were expensive, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, here's the rules.
Sewing, Paul? Well, you'd better start. Yeah. You have that new sewing machine, and that isn't all.
Brown
you
pants, brown shoes.
Win four
yeah,
prizes
right.
on the board here, and a
stage.
Bonus prize. Before I describe the game, let's show Paul that bonus prize.
The size of his collar.
It's a washer and dryer.
Okay.
What a sewing machine, a washer, tub, and a dryer. What do you think I am?
From Speed Queen.
Also with stainless steel drum, both from Speed Queen. Plus,
and
a color
this
TV.
Exotic dress.
Oh, they were impressed with the color,
color TV.
TV
from the famous Spiegel Catalog Company. Over 50,000.
They're boxy, but they're good.
I wouldn't shit on that if it was on fire.
And it takes up $20,000 of real estate.
Look at him. He's as smug as fuck.
Smug prick.
Why isn't it work?
At the end of the game, I'll have all the squares lighted up. One of them will have
there
the word bonus
no
in it.
There was no narcissist
in
the 70s. They're all
smug. Square, you will then win the bonus in addition to anything else you
yep.
want on the board. You understand?
No.
Right. No.
Now, here we go with the game. And the first prize that you have a chance to win
yep.
is an electric typewriter. And let's Sick. Hear about that typewriter.
Where am I? A secretary?
That's cool.
Jerry Lewis on the typewriter. Go look it up.
$118 for that typewriter, and I'm going to tell you right now that price is wrong.
Wrong, bitch.
What I want you to tell me is
which
the actual
number is
retail
correct.
Price higher or lower than $18.
Okay.
$118. Higher?
I would say the price is higher.
You would say it's higher, and it is...
And it is...
Higher. So you win the
just like me.
It's
$160. He's won the top right
out. Now, if the bonus prize appears in that square, you'd win the bonus prize too. You understand?
Yeah, stationary.
The next prize you have a chance to win is linens.
Linens?
Let's hear about the linens.
This is...
Fuck this.
River,
oh, they cacky dacky doodle.
Dan River has
they are bad.
And cartoon characters.
Where? The price listed here for this prize is $97. We know it's wrong. Do you think the price is higher or lower?
Lower.
You think it's lower. And it is lower. Say, you're a good shopper.
Yeah, you're pretty good with these women's
the
apparel.
And now to be a pack of tampons.
Encyclopedia and Johnny, please.
The new 22-volume World Book Encyclopedia, including research...
This is never going to go out of date.
Never. That's the internet. We're looking at the internet.
I know.
World Book of Encyclopedias.
And the wrong price is $185. Oh, yeah. Do you think the right price
yeah, books
is
are
higher
expensive,
or lower
man.
Than $185, Paul?
I,
you say higher?
Yeah, I would say so.
And
definitely.
It is
higher! You got the encyclopedias! You smug motherfucker!
And you know you've won the bonus prize. Already yeah. you have chance 3-1 of winning the bonus prize. The last prize on this
styling
board is a styling dryer, and let's hear about that one.
For the fastest drying, most natural
oh,
styling,
a man on
the
packet.
Clairol
Oh, look at it. It looks like a sucking cock.
It really does suck.
$36 on the board here. What did you say, Paul?
Lower.
You say lower?
Oh,
you
higher.
Say the price
higher.
Is lower. Decay. Actually, the actual retail price is $25. It's lower.
We have
you
get all we are terrible
prizes.
At this.
Light up the board and show us where the bonus was, will you please? The bonus was right here. You would have won it anyway. Congratulations, Paul. You may very well be back for the showcase.
What?
Now,
oh, so he gets,
this is just the beginning, just, as I have said. We have more prizes. We have more games. Be back with us right after this message, won't you?
Back to the ouch.
That was a bad rant.
I'll have a glass of that fine bourbon whiskey there you have on the shelf.
Man knows what he likes.
I do.
Can I ask, where did you get that suit from?
Well, my lady of the night, it's a jolly good time suit. How would you like to join me for dinner?
I would, but I'm a married woman.
Tut tut, lady of the night. Does your husband wear a Jolly Good Time suit like this?
No, he doesn't.
You need a winner like me and my Jolly Good Time suit.
Get with me, you intrepid fool.
Jolly Good Time suits, available in all store localities.
If you'd like to see The New Price is Right in person, send your request along with a self-addressed stamp envelope to tickets.
The New Price is Right, CBS Television City, 700 Beverly Boulevard, Los Angeles, California. Yes, I would like to be on the show, please. Bop.
Do you have a permanent?
Another ad. Lock in freshness. Tupperware ad.
Ah. That's the only
really
thing
that, real.
That's the only thing that's still around from that this show.
Still as good as the day they were born.
The Chevy might still be around.
Yeah, a lifetime guarantee. So you can hand it in and go,
this is fucking great.
You got the 1970s lock and fresh. Snip, snap, snap.
We're in the phone book.
Peanut butter. How many fucking ads are you going to give us?
Chocolate. Oh. You stupid kid.
Peanut butter on my chocolate.
Well, you got chocolate in my peanut butter.
Oh, fuck that little shit.
Bravissimo.
Two great tastes that taste
little
great
tastes
together.
Great. Reese's peanut have you ever had a Reese's Pieces?
No.
Good old-fashioned peanut butter.
Trash.
Really? Oh, who is this random guy walking around giving out chocolates
all
together?
All right, let's have another contestant to play together. The New Price is Right.
Get Billy away Newman. From the pedophiles, on, Reese's Pieces. Oh, yeah. She's a modern girl. No one here. Chinese woman dressed as a black woman.
All right, we have
white
four
woman
more
dressed as a Chinese
woman. All we need now is the next item up for bids on The New Price is Right.
It's not that new.
It's pretty new.
It's a dishwasher.
Didn't we just fucking do this? So they got a deal on a kitchen
your
setting and they just spread hedge their bets.
Why is everything green or yellow?
All right, one bid from each of you. The one of you who comes nearest to the retail price
got
without going over the retail price.
$6.87.
The dishwasher will win it and
lighten your load, so to speak.
$6.80.
Elaine, what is your bid?
$2.40.
$250.
Myra.
$180. Go home.
$80.
Myra.
Evelyn.
$230.
Way more than that, guys.
Sandy.
$300
is Sandy's bid. I have all four bids.
Come
and
on, Sandy.
I have the actual retail price.
Yeah.
What do you suppose it is? It is
$250.
Ah, she's got it. The new chick on the block.
Oh, she's a dork.
Right up here to me, Elaine.
She's one of those
Seinfelds.
Seinfelds. Good looking from the distance in certain lights. She's hideously ugly.
Now, Elaine.
Isn't it ironic that my name is Bob and you have a hairstyle called Bob?
Oh, yes.
And would you like another appliance for your home?
I sure would.
Do you
she's
know 19. That behind this
okay.
giant
young.
Price tag
second
here,
man.
I
19
have
an
married four kids.
Here it is. Yeah.
Divorced.
It's a freezer.
Oh, the finish
from
off
the
kitchen
of
setting.
Home appliances, a 15 cubic foot upright freezer.
And it's
features dual bank, no frost
disgusting.
System, fast freezer
giant.
Airflow grill, and exclusive sort and load.
What's the freezer section?
Bob? Elaine, we have
Hello?
Two prices for that freezer. And of course, two prices is one price too many, isn't it?
Right.
One is a wrong price, one is a right price.
The washing machine
you choose
was a
the right price, and that freezer
right.
is yours, Elaine. Which is the right price?
$485
or
$319? Nah, it's got to be $485.
$485.
You say $485 is
Aren't
the right price for the Whirlpool
heart.
Freezer, and you are.
Wrong.
Sorry,
get off the stage.
To be in our showcase round with me at the end of the show. Thank you for being on The New Price is Right.
She gets to be in the showcase still.
We'll be back after this brief pause.
Oh no, another set of fucking ads.
Hello. I'm Anne Blythe, the hostess.
Yeah.
Here they come, the Twinkie, cupcake, and fruit pie champs.
Leave it to them. That's all they eat.
What?
So I say when, and I say hostess,
when?
Because freshness never tasted so good as in hostess snack cakes.
The size of that
so
twinkie.
Moist and creamy, you
it's
know
like
they're fresh.
A loaf of bread.
That's why they love the taste. Hostess cupcakes, Twinkies, and fruit pies. Freshness never tasted so good.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, it tasted better than that.
Fucked up.
Autumn leaves, and your guys get hungry raking them up.
Yeah.
Don't they deserve
the
your
man's
best?
Job.
Then start with creamy, fresh Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. Only Real Mayonnaise is light and delicate enough to turn even a sandwich into a special treat.
We got a pizza the other day, chicken pizza.
And right. Real mayonnaise is the other name
we
for Hellman's.
We got chicken burger easy pizza. We were after right on the jar. Let's get the chicken burger pizza.
For your family.
And it was drenched in Coles mayonnaise, the sweet mayonnaise. It was fucking all contestants who have not participated.
Where were you?
I don't know. Aquarius,
the free spirit and then shat for the next 4 hours. That's weird.
We'll be back with the new Price is Right in just a minute. Musical. Is mayonnaise a character?
Oh, they're doing another ad. They just did a...
They cut the...
What is it?
It's Munchos.
It's Munchos, you fucking bitch.
He's eating chips in bed.
Charlie, what is it?
It's Munchos.
Munchos, the new potato snack. So different, so delicious, so
was it in there, Muncheros?
Everybody wants to know what it is.
There's a long fly ball. It's going.
What is it? What is it?
It's Munchos.
New Munchos from Frito-Lay.
What?
Say hello, say hello.
Stay fresh, fresh.
Stay fresh. It's such a nice feeling to take something fresh.
Poppin' fresh Danish
rolls. Poppin' fresh.
That's the thing he was thinking of.
Danish
right?
rolls just stay taste pop. Better when you bake them up fresh and hot. Hot. Pillsbury Danish in the dairy case.
Pillsbury.
It's
such a nice feeling. Get to know. Yeah, it's a little like Marshmallow Man.
And look who we have back. Connie is back.
Connie.
She walked up here during that message, and the first thing she said was, you're not going to take my prizes
Happy
back.
Connie.
Are you
Bob?
No,
Snug
I'm not,
Paul.
Connie. You're our top winner of the day. Paul, yeah. You're our runner-up.
What does so she do for entertainment, you reckon?
This
our showcase
is it. She watches
now,
this, she's on it.
Winner,
she's all right.
And then she uses the appliances for our
yeah.
husband.
She cooks while she's watching
you'll
the story.
She sure does.
Then you'll tell me, Bob,
I'd love to know how old she is.
She
is. That showcase. Or you'll
53.
Say, Bob,
no,
I'm going to pass that showcase.
Everyone looks older.
Okay. And
by 10,
for the
20
second
years.
Showcase.
He's
you understand?
26.
19.
What'd you say?
I don't trust you.
Connie. After all I've done for you
already.
She's going
to piss herself.
Well, you have the car. You have the car. Yeah. All right. Let's show Connie and Paul this first showcase, please.
Is it another car? It's a boat.
You're embarrassing
it's
the whole nation.
It's a trip to Acapulco.
It's a trip to Acapulco.
Oh, God.
Two round trip coach tickets to Acapulco, where you'll stay for one glorious week of the El Presidente. Here's a luxury hotel built
that
for
hotel
excitement.
Looks like
twin towers
drink.
On the sea, beach,
oh,
pool,
a lot
and
garden.
Restaurants, bars, and lounges feature Mexican and international specialties, a flagship hotel.
Yeah.
And when you return home, we know you'll enjoy these. An organ.
An organ.
It's the Kimmel organ with a remarkable new entertainer feature. One button and one finger lets you play chords, rhythm, and bass pedals. Play both hands.
That's not the only thing you can do with one finger, Connie. You know.
A rain.
Wow.
Finger blast.
Oh, my God. Another kitchen appliance, Jeremy.
This one's from Hardwick.
Hardwick.
I've got a Hardwick.
A microwave oven.
America's standard cooking excellence since 1879.
I love it.
And finally, 144 square feet of flint coat floor tiles.
Flint
simple to put down, cause the adhesives on the back.
Flint coat
adhesive tiles.
In distinctive decorator styles.
So
this showcase can be yours if the price
is right.
I think it might be. I think it might be.
While you're on a trip, somebody comes and does my fitting, all my appliances. The fridge,
if you win
the oven,
showcase,
just wash up.
No, I mean, should I guess
fair
all the prizes
well,
together?
Well, first, you must tell
be?
Me, do you want to try for those prizes?
Yes.
Or do you want to wait? Let Paul try for those prizes, and you try for the second
I
show.
I want to go for that.
You do why?
Acapulco.
Because I never made a trip in my life.
And
I
you want to go to Acapulco?
She's never been on a trip.
Oh, right.
Never been
you have
on
your new
trip.
Car to drive down there in.
She seems like
no,
she's never left her house. She's so excited.
Like
she's sure you
trip.
Can.
Well, that is
just
true.
Go out to the Pacific Ocean and turn left. You'll get there.
Still pisses off.
Connie, tell me what is the combined retail
Don't
price of all
dead.
The prizes in the showcase?
Yep, half hour.
Oh, yeah.
Can't have the rest.
Yeah, too many Twinkies and
$1,750.
$1,750. All right,
idiot.
Paul, you get a chance to win the second showcase,
for a trip
and let's find out what Paul
bloody,
has a chance to win.
Lemonade.
Your showcase begins with a pair of roller. roller skates. A pair of rink skates by Roller.
Never to go out of fashion.
Nylon high top uppers and one piece aluminum chassis.
This, they and are trying to feminize this guy. A fun way to keep ladies skates from GSC Athletic Equipment Company San
Pedro. For ladies. It's a lady seat.
Does it tuck under the
yes, bed? Two great ways to keep you moving, but not like you moving this. It's the Mazda 808 sedan.
Purple little Mazda. None of them survived.
All standard on the new Mazda sedan. And this showcase can be yours if the price is right.
And Paul, I want you to
tell me now what you believe is the total retail price of all of the wonderful gifts in your showcase.
$3,487.
$3,200. Say about $2,500.
$2,500. Now, the one of you who is nearest to the retail price of your showcase without going over will win everything in the showcase. Yes, Connie. And it will happen right after this.
You're embarrassing yourself, your family, your neighbors, all the country.
Until now, this is the only way to get ice.
He's trying to jig. He's obviously an Antarctic.
Oh, it's Frankenstein. Oh, it's an ad for Byron. Still writes up.
Dear Dick, you're probably not going to believe this, but...
What? Bic pen's still only 19 cents, it
he's
said.
He's usually running around making enough racket for five kids.
Little Jimmy's lying.
So when he's quiet like this, I know he doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'd rather have the racket. I've got something for your tummy ache. Here.
Pepto-Bismol's good, no matter what upsets your stomach. It acts to coat your stomach.
I wonder if it's all the Twinkies and fucking irritation fat over. I just ate. The lard of the protective egg floater.
Between the upset and the stomach.
Strombol.
Pepto-Bismol's good to have.
Do they even sell that shit anymore?
Pepto-Bismol. I don't know.
Connie, you can't stand to wait any longer.
Talking
no,
she's
I can't.
Pissed her pants seven
you
times
you
already.
$1,750 for your showcase.
It's insane. A holiday and...
Your showcase is $2,307. That means that the difference between your bid and the retail price is...
She doesn't understand what's going on yet.
$557.
Yeah.
Now, she's only $557 away.
What does that
Paul,
mean?
You must be closer than that in order to win the car.
He's
Let's
a smug
see.
Fucking piece of shit.
$2,504.
Without going over.
Away, you've won the car, Paul. Congratulations.
Well, she's got a car, she's got a mink coat, she's got a fucking dishwasher, she's got a dishwasher. Oh,
is he
can smile.
My only hope is we always have a Connie on the new Price is Right. Bob Barker, say goodbye. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Bob.
He's not excited, this nerd. Oh. Prizes and financial considerations furnished by Dan River, Inc., World Bank, Clara Coleman, and Flintstone Fan.
He's going to chuck all that stuff in the boot and go straight to the tip.
Well, my predictions were incorrect.
Oh. Say you said a woman with
a blonde permanent.
Okay. Well, I think I went with the old man. This program has been recorded. I think I went with the man.
I can't remember.
There you go. The price is completely right for Paul and Connie. What a fantastic show.
Wow.
Is it still running?
The price is right. I think it's, yeah, it's still going. I think we say this every time. Now it's,
Carey.
Drew Carey's vehicle.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow, I'm kind of glad. I know it was a simpler time back then.
It was a simpler time.
But I'm kind of happy I don't live there anymore.
Yeah, fuck the 70s.
Yeah, it was a little bit boxy, wasn't it?
It was a bit boxy. Color scheme
brown and
was
boxy. Fucking bad, man.
Brown and boxy, like my wife.
What was the color scheme all about in the 70s?
Cords.
Brown. Maroon. Maroon.
Shiny shoes. Do they have exercise trainers and shoes in the 70s?
Oh, very minimal. Adidas and the Converse. No sole protection.
Dunlop.
KT 26.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the new Price is Right, and
the old new Price is Right.
Yeah.
Because I think new it's old. The new Price is Right now.
Is it?
Well, it's 19. It's 2000 and fucking whatever it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's got to be
new.
Or we just revert back.
It's
to...
It's never been so new. Price is Right. Yeah. All right, well, we might just wrap it up there, Jez, but,
I think we should. I think that's plenty.
Yeah, no worries. All right, well, I'm Peter Jack.
And I'm Bob Barker.
Goodbye, Bob.